Australians are some of the world's highest consumers of technology, and e-waste is one of the fastest growing waste streams in the nation. To learn more about Planet Ark's new initiative to combat Australia's e-waste, we are joined by Claire Bell, Recycling Campaigns Manager at Planet Ark Australia. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
So how big of a problem is e-waste within Australia?
Yes, well, as you just said, it is a big problem, not only within Australia, but globally. It's one of the fastest growing waste streams, expected to double by 2030. So, for example, in 2019, Australia produced 524 kilotons of e-waste, and we only recycled about 58 kilotons, or officially recycled. So that's only about 10%, unfortunately.
My goodness, 10%, that's quite shocking. What are the benefits of recycling our e-waste products?
Look, there's so many benefits, and it's not just recycling. As you mentioned, you know, we're high consumers. We like to have the latest gadgets and devices. So we need to look at like the whole thing. So can you, when you upgrade your gadget, well, I guess, first of all, do you really need to upgrade it? Or could you make it last a little bit longer? Secondly, you know, when you do upgrade, if it's still working, can you sell it, give it to a friend or family member, you know, to keep that value of that product in circulation for longer? And then, you know, if something's broken, can it be repaired? Unfortunately, a lot of electronics aren't built for being repairable. So that's one thing that, you know, you want to push back on industry and the manufacturers to do. And then, of course, then there's recycling, and there are a lot of very precious metals and other components in e-waste that are very valuable. And in fact, I think last year or in 2019, the lost raw materials globally was valued at about $57 billion in lost resources through not recycling those e-waste.
Gosh, so that's quite a money-making scheme that we could have there.
Yeah. There's a stat out there that says there's more gold to be found in a ton of mobile phones than there is in a ton of gold ore. I'm not actually quite sure how that works, but apparently that's true.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is recycling e-waste something that's common for Australians? Is this something that we commonly do, or do we need to up our game?
Yeah, look, we do need to up our game. I think it's just a bit of an awareness thing and an education. There are avenues out there. So one of the first things is mobile muster. Recycling your mobile phones is really easy. They have lots of drop-off locations and also a free satchel service where you can send your mobile phones back for recycling. Most councils, particularly Sydney councils, they're really great, either have e-waste drop-off days that offer free recycling of e-waste to residents, or there's community recycling centres where you can go on at designated times and drop off things like your computers, laptops, batteries, big white good appliances, televisions, and some of them are organised pickup services as well, particularly for white goods because obviously they're quite heavy. And then Planet Ark has cartridges for Planet Ark, free recycling for printer cartridges. All those things really add up to quite a lot. You should definitely keep your electronic waste out of your curbside recycling bin. It doesn't go in there and it can be quite hazardous. So it does need to be disposed of and recycled properly.
And can you tell us more about the Planet Ark's new Tech Express service?
Oh, so just a correction, that's not a Planet Ark program. The Tech Express program is a program between Tech Collect, who are one of the recyclers within the National Computer and Television Recycling Scheme, and it's their partnership with Australia Post. So they do a great job of recycling televisions, computers, laptops, accessories, with lots of drop-off points around Australia. But what they've done now is you can pay for a downloadable label. I think it's $14.95, and you can then pop all your e-waste up to, 22 kilos and post it back for recycling.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. It's great. So that makes it accessible. And as I said, Mobile Muster has a similar thing with mobile phones. They have a free satchel and label that you can get to send mobile phones back for recycling as well.
Now, before we send off our e-waste and our mobile phones, is there anything that we should do to prepare them for their journey?
Yeah, look, this is a bit of a concern for a lot of people, and totally understandable, about how do they remove their data securely off their laptops and their mobile phones and download all those photos that we've taken. That's like another big concern. Actually, Mobile Muster reckons about 5 million phones in Australia that we're holding on to in drawers that could actually either be reused or recycled. So on the Tech Collect website, there is information about how to remove your data securely from your laptops and your computers. And similarly, on the Mobile Muster website, they have lots of data information about all the different types of phones, whether it's Android or a smartphone, about how to, you know, securely remove your data. And they have a great sort of chain of custodianship so that at every step of the way, your devices are secure and recycled securely so no one else can access them.
It's so important. And as you said, we are basically sitting on a gold mine there that we could be doing better and more effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very lucky in New South Wales. And as I say, the councils are really on board with this. You know, if you've got a device and you want to just check out where and how you can recycle it, just hop onto recyclingnearyou.com.au and you can find out in your local area what services are available and how you can recycle those devices.
Thank you so much, Claire, for joining us this morning.
No problem. You're welcome.